This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are oh so close to Pfizer shipping its corona vaccine here in the United States. The Food and Drug Administration's advisory panel has been meeting today. Its approval is the next to last step to getting the vaccine out the door. And for all the really hard and amazing science that has gotten us to this point, things can arguably get bumpier from here. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports on the supply chain challenges now at hand and whether the medical and logistics industries are actually ready for it.
In the words of one freight industry executive, the COVID vaccine is the biggest product launch in history. It'll take global coordination, starting with manufacturing. Operations management scholar Anna Nagurny at the University of Massachusetts said the good news is that the vaccine is made in many places.
Because if something happens with one, then you have a backup plan. And if you look at some of these vaccine manufacturers, they have multiple production sites, which is also really, really good.
But what happens after production?
Very little is being talked about when it came to distribution. That's something that is just now being addressed publicly.
A likely first vaccine from Pfizer has to be kept super cold, so the vials will leave the factories in special boxes. They're cooled with dry ice and have GPS sensors for tracking. Logistics giants like UPS and FedEx will pick up the boxes, which in many cases will go on commercial jets. But when the meds get to local sites, they'll likely be stored in standard refrigerators. That's the best many clinics have. And at that point, the Pfizer vaccine can only last 5 days.
That's not typical. That is unusual.
Claire Hannon is executive director of the Association of Immunization Managers. It represents state and local public health agencies.
And I think it's especially challenging when you're working at a hospital and you can't vaccinate everybody in one day.
Supply chain pros call this the last mile problem, getting the vaccine from regional hub into the arms, literally, of patients. One issue is that each Pfizer package holds nearly 1,000 doses. That's more than a typical hospital can administer in a few days.
So states are looking to spread those doses across multiple hospitals or store at a state freezer facility and spread it out across larger number of providers.
Many patients will travel to get their shots, but not frail nursing home residents, who should be among the first to get vaccinated, according to federal advisors. The so-called cold chain will have to travel to them. Another challenge, Hannon says, is having enough essential medical supplies. Masks, gowns, syringes, alcohol swabs, dry ice.
We have heard of states having trouble finding gloves. It's not a CDC requirement, but we do see some providers wanting to use gloves.
Speaking of providers, the supply chain needs enough doctors and nurses and lab workers, and they're overworked and in short supply. They need training to handle the super cold vials, and they need information to track vaccine shipments. Julie Swan is supply chain professor at North Carolina State.
If you have inventory visibility in your system, you can make sure that you're not sending too much to one location and too little to another.
She says public health agencies tend not to have this visibility. What's also missing, she says, is information about the vaccine going to the public.
The consumer will want to know, where can I get this vaccine? Am I eligible for this vaccine right now?
These chains of medicine, supplies, people, and information are what Anna Nagurny at the University of Massachusetts calls super networks. And then there's the financial network to pay for local training. State agencies have asked Congress for $8 billion, which hasn't come yet.
What worries me is that the vaccines won't be administered in time, so we will have waste of vaccines. And that, to me, would be absolutely unconscionable.
The vaccines that come after Pfizer's don't have to be kept as cold, so they should be easier to ship and store. Still, the faster the product moves, the faster this pandemic ends. It may take 60 to 70% of us getting vaccinated to achieve broad immunity. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.